Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
I'm Brandon.
I'm just Scoop.
And this is the Keen Me Pod. You can catch us every Thursday on all podcast platforms. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow us. We also have a Facebook group called Men Raising the Standards. Make sure you tap in with that. We post when we have seminars, dad tips, and workout links. All the things that men need to stay active. What up, my brother?
My brother. Nothing too much, man. How about yourself? What's going on with you?
Everything good, man. I just got finished running me a little 5K for this little fundraiser called Forget Me Not.
Forget Me Not. Okay.
For Alzheimer's.
That's some good stuff, they both.
Yeah. That's good stuff. I mean, I came in seventh place, but you know.
Out of how many though? I mean, you know, seventh place, but probably had about, tell me it's about 50 to 100 people.
It probably was about 100 people out there.
Okay, now I feel better.
But I felt like I should have been in first place.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Okay.
I felt like I should have been in first place.
I mean, I understand that because you're a very competitive person.
I am.
You know what I'm talking about? So, I mean, I could clearly understand it, but I'm pretty sure there have been some young gunners out there that, you know.
Well, truthfully.
Talk to me.
It been some young guns out there, but at the same time, what the craziest thing is, man, the older people, bro, like it was people like in their 50s, 60s that was running and was doing this thing in 22 minutes.
Come on now.
But I mean they run all the time though, but at the same time, I just kinda got out of bed and just ran. Mm-hmm. But just to think, you know what I'm saying, about people in their 50s and 60s still out here trying to get it, says a whole lot.
But the thing is, though, my boy, like, them OGs right there, they really begin to
yeah,
it,
they
bro.
Begin to it.
You know, I had a, talking with a friend of mine the other day about, you know, about how early folks were going to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, like, right now I have to wake up around about 4 o'clock and I be tripping about that. And like, yo, people legit get up. I say a couple of years ago, you know, when I was really, you know, on my stuff as far as like training and, you know, in the gym and stuff like that, I had went to the gym around about, I say about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm thinking I'm going to be the only one in that thing now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like maybe two other people. Well, look at him. When I said that damn gym was loaded at 3 o'clock in the morning, boy.
3 o'clock in the morning?
3 o'clock in the morning, I ain't lying. I said, boy, ain't no damn way these people over this damn really in the damn gym.
It was like older people?
Yeah, I mean, you probably have maybe like, I ain't want to exaggerate, you know, a handful of young people, but majority of people I've seen in there probably like from 40 on up. I mean, live too. Live.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What, I mean, it don't matter, but what nationality, race?
It was a mixture. I wouldn't say, you know, it was a lot of white folk or a lot of black folk. It was a mixture of everything, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, heavy on one side and this, that, and third. Nah, it wasn't like that. It was, you know, a mixture of everything, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice little crowd in there, man. So, you know, I like, well, damn, all I want to do is come here and get a little cardio in. And all the treadmills.
Was full up.
Come on. I said, damn, boy. I said, 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, people don't sleep. I mean, people do sleep, but the world just never stopped moving, boy.
Nah, it don't, man.
It don't never stop moving, boy. And the thing, like, these folks get up. And like I said, I'm tripping because I'm not a morning person, for one. I'm not a morning. I hate the mornings. So the fact that I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning just kills me. It just kills me. But I just can't, I can't get screwed up. But anyway, the fact of, you know, I get up at 4 o'clock and the gym is already packed up around about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning before the folks go to work. That's different. That's different.
Hey, I tell you this, the highlight of today, mm-hmm. with running, man, this guy was 81 years old, and he ran the whole time. He did the whole 5K.
I bet he took his time too.
Man. Yeah, he took his time. But Scoop, come on, 81 years old.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Man.
And the fact that he out there and
he was in good shape. You can tell he's in good shape now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, with that being said, man, I did that early this morning. And you know, I feel amazing right now. You know what I'm saying? What about you, my brother?
I feel good, man. I did yesterday when I got off work, I went to the track and did about 3 miles.
Okay.
I did about 3 miles yesterday. But I ain't gonna fake, I walked the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, I walked the whole thing because like I said, I haven't been in the groove for a little minute. So I wanna, you know.
Yeah, get back right.
Yeah, I gotta get back right. So, you know, I probably out of that 3 miles, I probably did a light jog, probably one lap, you know, just to get my legs and stuff active, man. But other than that, then I did a little stretching today and everything else. And I said I was gonna go back out there tomorrow and do probably another 2 to 3 miles. So, you know, every time I go out, I'm, you know, minimum 2 miles, of course. But every time, like every week, I'm gonna try to add on, you know, another mile and do something different and everything else. So, but yeah. So, that's cool. Long story short, you know, I feel good. You know, I'm getting back active. And, you know, I've been trying to eat right all this week, too, though.
Okay, then. Yeah. Boy, sure not now.
You know what I'm talking about? Sure. So, you know, I ain't want to tell all everything now. But, you know, I've been trying to stay away from all that, the carbs and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I said, during the week now.
Yeah, I was going to get on you now. Because I know the old school.
Come on, man.
And I know how the old school, you know what I'm saying, took care of his body.
Come on, man. And the fact that you said, I just looking at some old pictures, boy, looking.
Yeah.
Like I said last week, I'm disgusted with my damn self. You hear me? When I look at them old pictures, boy, that was just, 2 years ago?
Them glory days.
Man, listen to him. I said, boy, ain't no way, boy. And it just the fact of when you get comfortable, you don't go to the gym. It only take, I say, 3 days to a week to lay out from the gym, and you get lazy as shit.
Yeah,
you legit get lazy, and that 1 week turn into 2 weeks, turn into a month, 3 months, and everything, and so forth.
Talking about with the bag of chips in the bed.
Come on,
oh, look at that.
Come on, got to have them bedside snacks, boy. You hear me? Got to have them bedside snacks, boy.
It's so easy to kind of fall into that little mold, though. My it really God. Is easy, though.
And then, especially if you round somebody that ain't on the same page as you, far as, you know, the health journey and the fitness and all that kind of stuff, they buying all these snacks and this and that and the third. Not saying that you got to eat it or whatever, but the fact that it's around, they're like, okay, well, if I get this little bag of chips right here, if I get this little, you know, chocolate bar or whatever the case may be, I'll work it off tomorrow.
Yeah, our body ain't the same, man.
I'll work it off tomorrow. Okay, and then you try to build some fly shit too. Now you look at the calories.
Yeah.
Okay, ain't nothing but, you know, 200 calories, 130. I know if I go to the gym, shit, I could work off at least about 500. No, I'm talking about that'll knock that right there off real quick. You feel me?
Hey, boy, so, you ain't lying about looking at the calories.
I just did that shit. Matter of fact, I was at work yesterday, and I had stopped to the store and got a bag of Chex Mix. And first thing I did was look at the damn calories. I said, okay, this shit here, like, I think about 130 calories. I said, okay, that shit ain't gonna hurt nothing. So then I had got some.
And you look at the serving size too? Because sometimes it'd be like 130 per service.
Come on, man.
But now it'd be like four servings.
You kidding me now? I ain't even thought about this shit.
It'd be like.
I ain't even went that far, boy.
It'd be like
now,
four servings, yo.
Not looking like
you ate the whole bag.
I did. Actually, that's what I'm saying. You got to be a fitness, I can say a fitness guru, but you got to be on top of your game when you're doing something like that. Because I just looked at the calories. I ain't even thought about the serving size and everything else. Now, I ain't even thought about that shit. So you make a damn good point with that, boy. You make a damn good
point. Yeah, I had to learn. I had to learn the hard way, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. It's so easy to get off work and go straight to the crib and just snack. You know what I'm saying? Because your body automatically want to relax and chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, man, I hate running.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really too much like going to the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on. I'm being real with that.
I don't like it, dude.
I ain't meant to cut you off, dog. But since I've known you, I did. Since I've known you. Matter of fact, we met at the gym.
Yeah, we met at the gym.
What are you talking about? We met at the gym.
Because it was a group of us.
Okay.
It was a group of us. Like, I'm better with working out with people when it's a group of people around.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying?
Understood.
But talking about going just to have fun, like, I don't enjoy it. Man, that's going to be hurting. And I hate it. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
but I do it. I do it because I don't want to get lazy and then fall into that little rut. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I kind of go to the gym and kind of work out. The other day I had went by myself and I write my little workouts out and I did some. And one thing I realized, working out by yourself, you got to have a different mental strength.
You got to.
Because you can write your whole work. Like, for instance, I write my whole workouts out. And then I say, for instance, I had like 4 sets or something like that. Mm-hmm. You could cheat yourself and be like, well, I did enough sets. We move on to the next. Because, you know what I'm saying? You get tired.
Every time.
You know what I'm saying? But the biggest thing I realized is, you know, like, I had to tell myself, you don't have to finish the whole workout. As long as you're there and you work out, your goal is to build up tolerance and endurance to get to that point. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
And
I
so,
like
you
that.
Know,
I like,
like sometimes you kind of could be hard on yourself. Dang, I ain't did this, I ain't did that. But, you know, at the end of the day, at least you did it. Because guess what? It's somebody right now in the bed with a bag of potato chips.
Right now, actually, as we speak.
Yeah. So, you should applaud yourself anytime you get out and do something.
Yeah, I mean, that's true too, but I ain't gonna lie to you now. Like, you know, once you got to work to get them results, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to work to get them results, man. Like you say, if you got on your notepad 4 sets of 10, and you know you're gonna do that last set now, it gonna mess with you for the rest of the day now. I know that with me. I don't know about you now. It gonna mess with me now. If I wrote it down, now I got to do it. I done cheated myself out of some work I know I could have did.
Yeah,
come on,
that's
now.
True.
Come on now. You know, and especially when you're on top of your game, you're gonna want to see those, you know, those gains laid on in the next 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And you know that you cheated yourself, or as soon as you got out the gym, you went and did some other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Went to go eat something that you weren't supposed to eat, whatever the case may be. But that's the whole part of, you know, you gotta stay focused, you gotta stay disciplined in that gym and
you're right.
Get to it. You know what I'm saying? But I know one person
who
that put money into their body. You hear me?
Who?
That boy LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
Boy put...
What, two mil, ain't it?
About a good 2 mil.
Yeah, good 2 mil.
About a good 2 mil. Because how in the hell can you be in the league 20 years and still going strong, boy?
It's a combination of different things, in my opinion.
Okay, I'm listening.
You know, for one, he put money in his body. Mm-hmm. He invests in his body. And the other part is technology. I think technology, because of technology, it kind of expands people, you know what I'm saying, life shelf when it comes down to sports, you know what I'm saying, versus back in the day, you know what I mean? But you're absolutely right. But even at the same time, I think about Melo ain't in the league.
Right.
And so Melo basically, you know, he ain't took his body serious. He ain't took certain things serious, man.
I don't think he did, though. I don't think he did.
I think Steph Curry out there, too, he put money in his body too, repetition and everything else.
Right.
But do you agree that he should have got LeBron James should have got MVP of the Olympics? They say he was the most consistent.
I would say yeah. I would say yeah. You know, cause I mean, boy got the stats though. You know, he had to. I ain't say he had to, dominate every night, but you know LeBron do what LeBron does
quietly.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, quiet. I say you know, quietly.
Yeah, I understand, but it's like you know Steph. He did his thing. KD came and did his thing, and you know everybody else. You know the supporting cast, they did their thing, but you know it's gonna be LeBron show at the end of the day now.
Come yeah.
On. If he on the flow or if he on the team. It's gonna be LeBron show at the end of the damn day.
Yeah, he's smart with it, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think we'll ever see another athlete like LeBron James.
I don't know.
And I'm sitting here saying this, man, because I ain't never been a LeBron James fan ever. I guess one of the reasons why, because he came out in 03. That's when I came out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I still feel like I can get LeBron James buckets.
I think you can.
Oh man!
Even though you 5'3", he like 6'8". I mean, but that don't mean. I know y'all can't see my dog now, but boy, legit 5'3". You talking man. This shit? You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I'm talking about my heyday. You know what I'm saying? My heyday. But at the same time, man, watching
like 5'8", 5'9".
Just watching his body of work, and it's crazy, man. It took this Olympics to really show me the greatness. Not that he got to prove anything to anybody because he basically legendary at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was like, man, I respect LeBron James. Everything he gave to the game, everything he did off the court. You know what I'm saying? Like I really really respect him. I think he he earned that MVP.
That's true. But look what Dawg did though. He said, you know, from what happened to the last Olympics.
Yeah.
You know, them boys it really ain't did too much, right? They ain't won the gold last time, right? Or did they?
I think they did.
No, I don't think they did.
They did.
That's why LeBron did what he did for this squad right here.
Oh, okay.
If I ain't mistaken, I mean y'all could, you know, get back with me if I'm wrong on that. But I think that's why LeBron he came to everybody at 10 like, yo, let me put a squad together.
2020? No, they ain't had that in 2020.
Yeah, well.
Cause
because pandemic. So it had to be.
So 2016.
Yeah, check it out real quick, see what's going on. But yeah, Bron, he had to put his squad together, man. He had to put his squad together and say, yo, fuck all this shit. We bring this gold back to the house. And he went out there and did just that. You know, he went out there and, you know, even though I was kind of upset the fact of your boy who won MVP of the
Yeah, it was USA.
They won the gold?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I do apologize, y'all. I ain't thought they had won that one.
Because remember, KD put up 4. When he took that picture, he put four of his fingers up because he got 4 gold medals.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
This was right here, his 4th one.
Well, I thought
this is last year playing the Olympics.
Right.
LeBron James, so you know.
Yeah, I got you. Well, yeah, he like I said, either way, he had to, you know, put a squad together and everything else, put him on his back. Shit like that. But yeah, I see everybody got a little tight because they ain't put your boy Jalen Brunson. Not Jalen Brunson. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about
Jalen Brown?
Yeah. Jalen Brown. Yeah.
Yeah. Jalen Brown.
It's some stuff behind that. I don't know what it is. I can't really dig deep into it.
Right.
Because the hearsay. At this point, I would listen to Grant Hill because Grant Hill basically assembling the team. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I didn't know if you had to submit it that you wanted, you know what I'm saying, join or they had to pick people. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was thinking. They had to pick the folks. But like you said, I don't know.
I'm kind of tight about Kyrie Irving not being in it.
That was a good one, too. I ain't thought about him.
Boy, they had White in there.
That's what I was just about to get at. Where the fuck he came from? No disrespect to the homie.
Yeah, he be balling out.
White. He, you know what I'm saying? He brought one home for the Celtics and everything, but Derek White, though.
Yeah.
Out of everybody else in the league. But anyway, Derek White, but yeah. But yeah, Kyrie.
What about Jason Tatum? Like, Jason Tatum ain't hardly play a whole lot.
He didn't. You think that's disrespectful to him that Steve Kerr didn't put, like, didn't let him ball out for real, or what?
What position he was going to be playing in?
It looked like he was going to be down on that block, though.
What, small forward?
More than likely, yeah.
So you had LeBron James playing. I think he was playing small forward.
LeBron was playing point. And Steph, I think he was playing two guard. Three guard was
Booker.
Yeah, Booker. Then, you know, you had AD down on the block, and you had Embiid on the block, too. And they had somebody else, too, on that block.
Jason Tatum, he's still an elite basketball player.
Of course he is, of course.
But, like, I'm sitting here thinking, every time I see him play, man, the ball keep, for some odd reason, I be thinking the ball gonna fall out his hands, man. He ain't really got no handles like that to be.
He don't.
But he's still a good baller though. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he got a ring.
He definitely got that now.
He ain't got the MVP.
I ain't like, boy, you can't fake now. Your boy Jalen Brown, he balled the fuck out though, dog.
He did.
He balled. Boy, legit hooper, man. Boy, legit hooper.
So you felt like he should have been on that Olympus team?
Yeah. My thing is about that. I mean, it's some little simple stuff, but how you have three people off of the championship team but not have the MVP on the team?
Politics, bro.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It gotta be politics.
But you put Derek White on the team versus Jalen Brown. I mean,
man,
I'm gonna tell you, between
Jalen Brown.
What are we doing here, brother?
Jalen Brown kind of put an X on his back in a sense when he got that big contract. He said he was going to pour back into his community. Like,
so you saying that's a bad thing or something?
It's not a bad thing, but at the same time, you kind of going against the machines in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. And there's rumors that he said something about Nike.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's rumors that I think he tweeted something about Nike.
Yeah.
One time, and then he was defending Kyrie Irving.
Oh, okay.
And you know Kyrie Irving, man, and Nike, their relationship is almost similar to Kanye West and Adidas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that makes sense. Hey,
that'd be to jump all over the place, man.
Nah, you good?
I thought at one point in time, okay. The Yeezys, right?
Mm-hmm.
They supposed to not be selling Yeezys no more. That was part of the deal with Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
How the world? They selling Yeezys now?
Well, this yeah, you talking about, boy?
But he ain't getting paid for that.
Talking about
they supposed to discontinue that, and I think
so. They still had through Adidas, or I think he went Nike now. Ain't
who
you with?
Kanye West?
Yeah, who you?
He ain't with nobody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he ain't with nobody. But I'm saying how they work that deal out? How they still selling Yeezys and offer Kanye West back? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They had supposed to start selling it.
Yeah,
period.
I remember that.
And what I'm saying, they do whatever they want because they had like $2.5 billion in inventory of Yeezys, and they had to sell them. You know what I'm saying? At first, they was giving them away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And all the money was going to the Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
So every time somebody buys some Yeezys, they saying that money is supposed to be going to the Jewish community.
That's tough, day, boy.
It is tough. But I had wanted to throw that out there because, you know what I'm saying, basically they just kind of do whatever they want to do, man. And going back to Jalen Brown, that's one of the reasons why. He spoke out, you know, defending Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, you know what I'm saying, they really kind of put an X on his back.
Okay,
and I think that's one of the reasons why he ain't, you know, they ain't adding him in. But I'm going to tell you, during the Olympics, it almost brings this is the weirdest time for America, bro, because even though the USA got the most gold out of all the countries,
I seen that.
It just didn't really felt that way because, boy, people really been hating on the USA that was from USA.
Man, listen, boy, and the way them black girls showed up, man, my God, boy.
You talking about for the track?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. She, what, Shakar Richardson?
Yeah, man. Just
man, she got one of the iconic. Look at the camera, yo. Oh, man, that's right. They're going to be iconic, yo. That's a perfect commercial.
That was tough.
Listen.
But she liked that, though, so she could do shit like that.
I like her redemption story, mm-hmm. man. You know what I'm saying? How she redeemed herself.
Yeah, she definitely bounced back, though. Man,
yeah. And so, you know, but we really stand on a weird side of, because the Olympics is always supposed to bring people together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the country together. Mm-hmm. It ain't really felt that way right now. But we some weird. Nah, I'm serious. Just going off of social media and just reading some of the, and I probably need to start doing that, but just reading some of the backlash for how people was feeling, you know what I'm saying, about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy, bro. Like, people really was rooting for other countries.
People from the U.S. you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. I mean, shit, I guess they got their right to do so. I mean, if they...
That's trash, though,
living
man.
Over here, but they from another country and shit. I mean...
Talking about living over... Well, what I'm saying is they from here. There's a lot of people that's from here. Mm. I just think we stand on a weird side of history right now. Mm. That's how I really personally feel about that, man.
I heard they... since you brought that up... they added some new events to the Olympics, and one of the events was breakdancing. And yeah, go ahead.
You watched it. You watched the breakdancing.
I didn't look at the whole thing, but I did see one or two people, you know, cutting up on the stage and everything else. And I was like, for one, why do they have breakdancing as a Olympic event, for one? I didn't. I'm like, how do
so
you
what
judge?
It was breakdancing, surfing,
speed, sport climbing.
Yeah. Sports. Oh yeah, that rock climbing thing.
Yeah, and skateboarding. Did you say skateboarding already?
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. I didn't say skateboarding, but skateboarding.
Okay, skateboarding, breakdancing, surfing, and sport climbing.
And out of all of those, they taking away.
Breakdance. Now, I ain't gonna want to say that old girl from Australia, she single handedly, like, no, I can't, you know, I'm sorry, let me take that back. let me take that back. I don't want to sit here point the fingers now. Let me take that back right now. But
I didn't watch it, man. You gotta update me on it, man.
No, what? I mean, like I said, I watched a little bit of it, but what I did see. You know, it just was, you know, it didn't catch my eye like that, man, to be honest with you. So I was like, you know, I skimmed through a little bit, and
man, they should have had somebody from Memphis, man, to juke them juking. Man, hey, they should have
he would have cut up though.
Yeah, they would have had some, man, it's a lot of people, man, that they didn't I didn't even know this was gonna be a real thing, breakdancing, dog.
I didn't either tell.
I was like, how they came up with that?
But dog,
what the Australian girl did?
I was about to say, yeah, she now from what they showed on like the little, you know, a few little pics and stuff on the socials, you know, doing some little goofy ass shit. Doing some little goofy stuff, man. So I'm like, okay, what is this lady doing? What is she doing? It's like, you know, she just got laid to, you know, show out and, you know, cut up whatever, but she making herself like a fool. But
oh,
then,
she did?
No, but hold on. But then I actually went back and watched it. But she really did a good job, though. But you know how the media portrayed the bad stuff about it, and like why she even went up there for. But when I went back and looked at it, like she really did the thing, though.
Yeah. Well, I was reading some stuff. She said she put a lot of time in doing that.
Yeah. So she really put her.
She got a bad
and sold
bad,
into
bad,
that
backlash
stuff
too.
For all the backlash that she getting, like she really wanted to try to do her thing, but. You know, all this, that, and third, what she was doing, like, you know, people like, what the hell she doing?
Damn,
you know what I'm saying? Like, what is she doing? But she really, like, she, I mean, a lot of stuff she was doing, I guarantee you, the average person can't do that shit.
Right.
You know, all the stuff she was doing, man. But I ain't gonna say that she killed it, but.
What about USA? They had some USA doing breakdance?
Good question. I ain't even got that far, dog.
Oh, okay.
I ain't even got that far. I look at one or two little competitors, and that was it. I got up out of there.
What you would like to see from the 2028? Like something new.
Ah, that's tough.
Something new and
Something new. You know what? I'm not sure if they got it, but let me see if they got pickleball.
Oh, pickleball.
I don't even know if they got pickleball. Hey,
no, I don't think they got pickleball. But if they put pickleball there, I might end up training for pickleball.
Bruh,
but I don't like that.
First of all, let me go on and stop you right there. Let me go on and stop you right there.
I don't like that.
You never played pickleball. What are you talking about?
I didn't play pickleball. Like, I didn't got training for pickleball. See, something you ain't new. I've been training for pickleball.
Like now?
Yeah, as of now.
So how long you been training for?
For about 2 months.
About 2 months. Okay, so where you go to for it?
McLeod.
Okay. Well, what I want you to do is go to Pearl Moore and ask about Scoop. See what they say. Next thing. Cause your boy like that now.
On the pickleball?
Come on.
You know how to make it spin?
Man, come on. Stop playing with me. And then peep game. So when I first went in there, I know the guy that runs the whole thing or whatever. And cause he was telling me for a long, matter of fact, for years he was telling me to come, like, school, come play.
Yeah.
I'm like, I ain't playing no pickleball, man. Like, what is that? You know, I never heard that before. Anyway. So I happened to be hooping out there one morning. And after I got done hooping, I happened to, because they play on the other side of the gym, whatever.
Okay.
And I just happened to walk over there. And I was like, you know what? He's like, yeah, come try it out. Woo, woo. Anyway, fast forward. So I liked the first day. I ain't gonna see him. Like, I liked the first day because, you know, it's a mix between tennis and ping pong or whatever. So I'm like, okay. So I know how to play both of them.
Yeah.
So he's like, nah, you just do it like this right here. And you know what I'm saying? Serve like this, keep your score, whatever. Woo, woo. I was like, okay. So I caught myself going there every day, boy. Every day, because they out there, they play Monday through Thursday from, I think, 9 to 12 or something like that, 9 to 1. And I started going there every day. I was like, damn, I can rock this pickleball.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie, it's addictive.
I could rock this pickleball. So even though, you know, I was in the, you know, the beginning stage or whatever, you know, a lot of, this ain't got nothing to do with it, but a lot of older folks out there now,
yeah,
you know, smashing this, that, and third. But they get down too now.
Yeah, they do get down.
They get down now, boy. They get down now, so... But I haven't played outside yet, though. They say outside is, like, totally different from inside, though. The kind of ball you use and everything, it's, like, everything is totally different.
You know, they got one that – they building one at Tim Rod Park. Well, they already built one at Tim Rod Park.
They already got one at Tim Rod Park.
And then the Ebenezer.
I think that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, Ebenezer. Yeah, they got – they building the court out there.
Okay. I think that's the one that they was telling about, Ebenezer. Because they said they play there every I think they go out there every morning too.
But we might need to get a little, you know what I'm saying, pickleball session in.
I got the pad at the house right now. Matter of fact, my sister just brought me a set for Father's Day.
Okay.
I got a shirt at the house too with my name. I mean, what are we talking about here? What are we doing? Like, look at it. The shirt said, life is good. Pickleball makes it better. What are we doing here?
Man.
Ask about
you,
me,
you,
man.
You
come
really
on.
Invested right
come
now.
Come on. Angus ain't fake now. I haven't played in about a month. I haven't played about because of my work schedule. You know, I done work doing it. You know, daytime and stuff, and that's when you know they have the sessions and everything. But I haven't played in like a month.
Though. Who would have known, man?
Exactly.
I underestimate you. I ain't even gonna lie.
And I did the same for you too. I ain't sit here and fake. Like I knew you knew about pickleball, but I didn't know you. You know. In training for it right now.
Yeah. I've been training for it. Mm-hmm. Because that's how I got started. I got started with one of the guys at McLeod, and he play all the time. Mm-hmm. And he do tournaments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was training me. I was trying to get back in shape. He was training me. And he was like, yo, B, you know what I'm saying? You ever play pickleball? I was like, nah. He was like, you should consider it. I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so one day we were just kind of, you know what I'm saying? He was showing me how to hit the ball and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, man, I was getting addicted to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a real competitive game.
It's a very addictive sport.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I ain't even going to lie. Like, and then a couple weeks ago, I did teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I thought that was pretty dope, too. You know what I mean?
Now, see, that's, I'm going to tell you, I haven't did solo sessions yet. We just did, like, at Pearl Moore, they do teams out there.
Okay.
Because it'd be so many people out there, you know what I'm saying? They don't have time to, you know what I'm saying?
Do solo
and stuff like that. So they just do teams and everything. So, you know, but I've been wanting to do the solo jump or whatever, but they ain't had time for all that or whatever. But But yeah, pickleball, and then I come to find out that it's a whole community for pickleball, my
it
boy.
Is.
Like, everybody's on pickleball. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it,
bro. Even my wife wanted to do pickleball.
I'm telling you.
I tried to sign her up, too, to get some lessons.
I'm telling you. Like, yo, I never knew this was a thing like that, though.
I mean, it's pretty fun. So it's just ironic you mentioned it. You might, that's a something that you want to see.
Yeah.
And it might be just, I don't know if it's just popular just here or just everywhere.
Worldwide. It got to be worldwide. Matter of fact, I ain't meant to cut you off, though. But the rapper from Cali, LaRussell.
Yeah.
LaRussell.
Oh, yeah, LaRussell. Yeah.
LaRussell. I was looking at him on YouTube, and he was playing pickleball with one of his homies out there. But how nice he is and everything. He was playing outside of the world, but how nice he is in pickleball. So it's all over.
Well, if it's in Cali,
it's all over.
If it's in Cali, and I think that's where the next 2028 Olympics gonna be at, right?
In LA.
In LA, mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, man. I would like to see that too, though.
They gonna bring it. I know they will.
I would like to see them introduce that, man.
They got to, because everybody on it.
Yeah.
Everybody on it over here, man. I'm telling you. And then, but yeah, that and. Like I said, pickleball it's a whole thing, brother. It's a whole thing, man. So, but yeah, I cut up a little bit when I'm in there, though.
Yeah,
you know, I cut up a little. Well, they were so crazy. They were so shocked, though, that how good I was playing, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God! First thing they said, you play tennis? I said, nah.
You did play tennis, though, ain't it?
Come on, now, calm down. I had to tell them that just to throw them off. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, now, you pulled me my dog. Calm down, now. So, like, oh my God, you play tennis? Like, nah, I ain't play no tennis. Would you play ping pong or something? Like, nah, I just started. I ain't never played nothing.
Yeah.
Then later on, you know, I doubled back probably about 2 weeks.
That boy, love, 2 or 3 weeks. You just want that gas.
That's all it was.
Yeah, that's all you wanted, man. You want that gas.
That's all it was, though. You know what I'm saying? So I did it, like I said, I doubled back about 3 weeks. Like, yeah. I played a little tennis and a little ping pong back in college and stuff like that. So, you know, I know a little something.
But, crazy, man.
But yeah, pickleball is definitely a thing, brother. It's definitely a thing, man.
Hey, so what about you heard about the story about the Jordan Childs?
You know,
her getting her medal taken away?
Yeah, I heard about that, man. And I think it was something to do about something about the coach submitting something late or something like that.
Yeah, the coach. So I think the rules is you got a minute to submit,
right?
To challenge, and mm-hmm. she did it 4 seconds. I mean, I think it said 4 seconds after that minute.
Ain't no way.
Yeah,
ain't no way, boy.
And so at first they gave it to her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that basically what happened, man. So I guess they hit her with the technicality where it was technically 4 seconds after that one.
So how can you tell somebody that just got a gold medal?
Bronze.
I'm sorry, yeah, my bad. A bronze. But a medal in general at the Olympics. And you stripped that shit away from her.
She ain't gave it up yet. Well, you gave it up.
I thought she done gave it up already.
Nah, she ain't gave it up yet.
Well, hit. Of course not, I won't give it up. Nah, for what?
Man.
No. See, I thought that she done gave the thing. They done took it from her and everything.
I don't think she gave it up yet. I think she got a time period, though.
I was about to say, I know they gave her a limit, now. I know they gave her a limit to come up off that thing, now.
Yeah, that whole situation's tough, man.
Yeah, that is a very tough situation. And you said 4 seconds late.
Yeah, first 4 seconds late, man. And she feeling like it's, I don't know. I can't say everything racial motivated, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I don't really kind of get into all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is quite odd that...
I like the way you put that. Keep going.
They want this girl to give up her medal mm-hmm. out of 4 seconds. You know what I'm saying? I think the other coach ended up challenging it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, And the other, where is it from? Where the other girl from?
I think, I just looked at it too. Talking to one that,
Ashley won.
Yeah.
She ain't from Russia, is it?
My God, where that girl from, man?
Austria.
I just seen it too.
But yeah, man, that whole situation is crazy, man. I wouldn't know what to do in the situation after I didn't prepare and did everything right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think they got her. They said that she had stepped out of bounds a little bit, and they dinged her for a
Romania.
Point. Yeah, Romania. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She from Romania, Jimmy.
So I hopefully they do the right thing about that. You know what I'm saying? And cause that kind of embarrassed, like an any giver.
Yeah.
Somebody would get you something and say, "I'm gonna take you back." But you want to fight, boy.
First off, you don't get out my face.
Yeah, okay then. Real talk.
That's first thing first, right there, boy. Get out my face, boy.
But you know what?
Playing with me.
It had to feel like, I ain't even gonna lie, man. I love to be American.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We probably got the best athletes in the world. I mean, mm-hmm. by far. You know what I'm saying? We got the best athlete in the world, man. Olympus has always been a time where everybody come together, man, and root for for their country. You know what I'm saying? And we always been on top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people be talking about they be talking about you know what I'm saying, getting their passport and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But this is one of the best countries ever to live in, man. Yeah,
that's true. That's very true, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Making money anyway.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know what I mean? We don't always come together. There's a lot of crazy things that going on,
mm-hmm.
like even right now. But for the most part, man, I feel like we got to make
in America, brother.
Yeah.
I said best country. My
God. You said the best country.
Let me go. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, man.
This is the best country, my brother.
But, you know, one of the weirdest thing ever, and I don't even know how to touch bases on this, one of the weirdest. Let me backtrack on that, calling the weirdest thing ever.
Go ahead.
But I really don't understand the transgender thing.
I heard about that too.
With the boxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're talking
about.
And
then the girl had got she got a gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't understand that. I don't even know how they even gauge that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I did watch, I watched the match, and I'm gonna tell you,
go ahead.
That lady had beat the girl behind, boy. Mm. That just didn't look like it was fair. It looked like it was fair, man.
Come on, man.
But they were trying to say that she's a cisgender, and that's the gender that somebody give you when you born.
Okay.
I'm still trying to understand that.
Yeah.
So she had identified as a female at birth,
mm-hmm.
but you know, basically, like I don't know, man. Basically, it was a male.
The whole thing is just sickening, boy. The whole thing is just sickening. That don't make no. Okay. I don't too much agree with that, right there, boy.
Yeah,
having a transgender. You know, I mean, I think they had it 1 year too, and I think that was for, I think it was swimming or something like that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I think it was swimming. And, I don't think it's right, though. I don't. Simply say, I don't.
Yeah.
Simply say, I don't think it's right, brother. You know? And because, like you said, with the boxing, she just dominated.
Yeah, she did. She dominated the whole thing. Goal.
Like, that ain't, it ain't even no.
Dang it.
You know what I'm saying?
Then she had got disqualified, like, in 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got disqualified for some stuff. But I don't know. We still got some things, a long way to go with that. Mm-hmm. Try to navigate that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I told my uncle that they just should have just, transgenders, just a sport just for transgenders.
That make a lot of sense, though.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of then competing, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, male and female.
Right, right.
But that they make, should just have a sense. Competition just for transgender. I think that'd be fair.
That make a whole lot of sense, brother.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
Anything else for the people, my brother?
No, you know, we got the tip of the day, or the tip of the week. You know what I'm saying? You got anything that you want to provide?
Let me see. My tip for the week is life is about perspective. If you think positive things will happen. If you think negative things will happen. How do you want your life to be perceived? That's my tip of the week.
Damn, that's some good stuff, man. My tip of the week is, you know what I'm saying, it derived from me running the 5K this morning. Mm-hmm. I start off a little sluggish, and, you know what I'm saying, I end up pushing past that towards when I got, like, towards the finish line, you know what I'm saying, I end up pushing through.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it ain't about how you start off, it's how you finish.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So just make sure you don't quit.
A bar.
And you push through whatever pain you feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And just get it done.
Come on.
That's my tip of the week.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for listening to the King Me podcast. Catch us every Thursday. This your boy Scoop.
It's your boy Brandon.
And we out.
Yes, sir.